Welcome back to the Hard Factor on your number one talk station, 92.3 Nigeria Info, Harrington Harcourt. I'm Dio. It's 12 minutes come past 5 o'clock. Discussions continue. Join in, won't you, via Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. We're live there right now. Drop a comment, join the conversation, watch and listen live, and catch up on discussions later on as well. Also, number to call, 0700-923-023. And remember, a call screener takes a call first, and you'll eventually pass it on to the studio, and then I get to have a conversation with you. That's how it works these days, and hopefully it remains that way for a long time to come. Fingers crossed. Anyways, next matter of a discussion right now is why... You must have heard about it. You must have heard some of those reports of folks who go about, you know, stealing PVCs and the rest of that. You must have heard some of those stories, haven't you? It is incredibly alarming, I must say. Well, here's another one. Police arrest two in possession of 468 PVCs. The details in the Punch newspaper. And the first question that came to my mind was why? Not why did the police arrest them? The police ought to arrest them. But why were they with over 400 PVCs? What were they doing with them? Well, here's the story, or at least a bit of it. The police have arrested two persons in possession of 468 permanent voter cards. This was made known in a statement signed by INEC. Or INEC's National Commissioner and Chairman, Information and Voter Education Committee, Festus Okoye, on Sunday. According to the statement, the offender's Nasiru Idris was found with 101 PVCs in Sokoto State, and another, name not mentioned, was caught with 367 PVCs in Kano State. Okoye said the offence was in contravention of Sections 117 and 145 of the Electoral Act 2022. Statement added, the offenders were currently receiving their due punishment. Statement also reads, quote, in the last couple of weeks, the Nigerian police has arrested some individuals found to be in illegal possession of voter cards in some states of the Federation. In one case, the police have concluded investigations and handed over the case found to the commission, result in the successful prosecution of one Nasiru Idris at the magistrate court in Sokoto, who was found to be in possession of 101 PVCs in contravention of the Electoral Act 2022. He has been sentenced to a year in prison. Now, similarly, police in Kano State have arrested a man who was found to be in possession of 367 PVCs. A suspect has been charged to court and the commission is pursuing his prosecution. The commission wishes to reiterate that it will continue to pursue all violators of the Electoral Act and ensure their diligent prosecution. Yeah, there you have it. Let's talk about this for a bit. No doubt it's extremely disturbing. Especially as elections are just a month away. And you hear ever so often a lot of persons, registered voters, interested persons, expressing their displeasure and surprise and in some cases even outright disdain for their inability to get PVCs. And every now and then we get reports of people found in the possession of hundreds of PVCs. I remember some months ago, PVCs were said to have been in very large numbers, or well, in somewhat large numbers, were said to have been found somewhere in some, was it a drainage or a gutter someplace? And I think there may have been another report of PVCs found somewhere else as well, in somewhat large numbers also. So I'm saying, why are these persons stealing and depriving many others their PVCs? What's the point? They can't even use those PVCs. Maybe at the inception, when the whole PVC technology was first introduced, maybe, and that's a huge maybe, by the way, there was some means of manipulating the process if you had access to other person's PVCs. But all of that is literally impossible right now. There's nothing you can do. Even if you were to be in possession of another person's, another voter's PVC, it's useless to you. You can't do anything with it. So why do these persons go about stealing other persons' PVCs and depriving them their PVCs? And how do they even get their hands on these PVCs in the first place? I mean, I'm quite aware that INEC would readily say that the PVCs are not collected ad hoc style. No, you have to collect your PVC in person. It's not giving out. Do I say pro bono? Is that an appropriate term for them, the message I'm trying to convey? Anyway, you get the point that I'm making. You know, they have to be collected in person. So how did these persons get their hands on not just tens of PVCs, in some cases, as with this story, hundreds of PVCs, when the only way that they can be collected, so we're told, is in person? And added to this as well, how can I ensure every registered voter gets their PVC and it doesn't end up in the hands of these individuals who, for whatever reason, just deprive others of their PVCs? My line's open. Call 0700-930-93. That's 0700-930-93. Or via facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live there. Also via Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH as well. Yeah, let's get your take on this. Once again, we're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfoPH. We're live on Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH. Also, join the conversation, listen live, watch live, and catch up as well on what you may have missed earlier on. I've got a message here that goes, you can get PVC in proxy. I think you mean by proxy. Yeah, that's what I was looking for earlier on. Thank you. You can collect PVC by proxy. That's from Annie. Yep, that's what I was looking for earlier on. Thank you as well. Proxy. You can't. However, the first message, you can get PVC by proxy. Absolutely so. You can't. So if you can't get it by proxy, if I can't send someone to collect my PVC for me on my behalf and nobody else can collect it for me on my behalf, how do these other persons get it then? Something's obviously wrong somewhere. Something's wrong with the process, the system that's been set up by INEC, which commences with registering to get the PVC, and it collects the information, the data, they sift through it, they do whatever they do with it, and then they print the cards and get them back to the registered voters. So something somewhere along that chain, something goes wrong. And then individuals who have no business getting access to these PVCs eventually end up with quite a large number of them. And in some cases, even hundreds of PVCs. So why do you suppose they bother? What exactly is it that they need these PVCs for? Considering once again the PVCs are useless to them, they can't do anything with them. Why are they depriving others their PVCs? Also, how do they even get their hands on them? Since you can't collect these cards by proxy, how are they able to get them? And also, how can INEC ensure that the cards get to registered voters and registered voters only? Hello, Hard Fact, you're welcome. Please go on.
Hello,
go ahead.
Yeah, this is Mr. Antonio.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, welcome from Yali.
Thank you very much.
See, we are in this country. We are operating two laws in Nigeria. Nigerian, what is obtainable in the law that is obtainable in the south, not the law that is obtainable in the north. Believe it or not.
What does North and South have to do with this?
Yes. Thank you for that question. Look at how... you remember the last election where the children underage were voting? What did it happen in the South?
What does that have... assuming that even happened, that has nothing to do... it has no connection to the conversation that we're having right now. This is not about underage voting. It's about people not getting access to their PVCs and other persons having hundreds of these PVCs. Not about underage voting, no.
What is the system that is operating in the north is not the same.
You're repeating yourself. Now, what does that have to do with the issue of people not getting access to their PVCs and other individuals being found with hundreds of them? Can you connect it to, for me, please? That chuckle suggests that you can't. You really don't know how to go about doing that, can you? No, you're leaving it because you don't have anything to say. Once again, 0700-93-093 is the number to call. A reminder, also we're live on facebook.com/ NigeriaInfoPH. We're live on Twitter as well, at NigeriaInfoPH. Why are persons stealing and depriving many others their PVCs? Really, why? What's the point of doing that? You know? Why? Because, once again, from the story that inspired this conversation, police arrested two in possession of 468 PVCs. I believe one of the persons was arrested in Sokoto State. The other person was arrested in Kano State. And might I mention that these two states are in the north, in case the previous caller did not hear that part. Taria from Sarai Turuhai, go ahead.
Yeah, very quickly, I think INEC is not doing well in the distribution of the PVC. And this is an indictment to the INEC. It boils down to still corruption and sharp practices among our institutions in Nigeria. INEC, why will we not believe that they are committed to conducting free and fair elections when PVCs, individuals can acquire PVC to the tune of 400 something thousand.
No, not thousand. Hold on. Just a moment. Not 460 something thousand. There were just 460 something.
460 something.
Yeah, 468 precisely. Not 468,000, please. There's a huge difference between 468 and 468,000.
That's the point. I next should be responsible on this matter. Thank you and God bless you.
Okay, once again, just to clarify, the PVCs found with this person were 468, not 468,000, as erroneously mentioned by the previous caller. Commercial break comes up right now. Be back in a moment. Do please stay with us.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. 26 minutes ago, before 6 p.m, however, discussions continue on the earlier matter of persons found, arrested, in at least one of those cases, prosecuted, and I believe already serving jail term, found in possession of 468 PVCs. Police arrested two in possession of 468 PVCs. In the Punch newspaper, the police have arrested two persons in possession of 468 PVCs. Made known in a statement by INEC National Commissioner and Chairman, Information and Voter Education Committee, Festus Okoye, on Sunday. And from the statement, in the last couple of weeks, the Nigeria police has arrested some individuals found to be in illegal possession of voter cards in some states of the Federation. In one case, the police have concluded investigations and handed over the case found to the by the commission, resulted in the successful prosecution of one Nasiru Idris at the magistrate court in Sokoto, who was found to be in possession of 101 PVCs in contravention of sections 117 and 145 of the Electoral Act 2022. He has been sentenced to a year in prison. Now, similarly, the police in Kano State have arrested a man who was found to be in possession of 367 PVCs. The suspect has been charged to court and the commission is pursuing his prosecution. And the commission wishes to reiterate that it will continue to pursue all violators of the Electoral Act and ensure their diligent prosecution. Number of issues here for me, really. And I hope there are issues for you also. Why are these persons stealing these PVCs and depriving registered voters their PVCs? What's the point of doing that? Because once again, based on the upgrades and the current technologies that we're employing as far as the electoral process in the country is concerned, the PVCs are useless to those who do not own them, legitimately, that is. Even if you are, you know, in possession of 1,000 PVCs or more, it's useless to you. I mean, you can literally do nothing with them. So what's the point of having them, or stealing them, or depriving the legitimate owners from getting access to them? Also, how do they get their hands on these PVCs, by the way? How exactly does that happen? And how can INEC ensure every registered voter gets their PVC? Lines open, call 0700-93093. That's 0700-93093. We're live on facebook.com/Nigeria Info PH. And you're also live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Let's get your take on this. Once again, how can INEC ensure that you, as a registered voter, your PVC gets to you directly? Because once again, as INEC has said repeatedly, PVCs cannot be collected by proxy. Godwin joins for about hello, Godwin, go ahead.
Yes, Dayo, good evening.
Go ahead.
I think there could be only one reason why people would take other people's PVCs. It is actually to deprive them of the capability to vote, to deprive them.
Now, why would they want to do that?
We all know that the PVC is useless to anyone who is holding it.
So why would they want to do that, considering that you cannot preempt or predetermine how the owners of the PVCs would vote?
Come back, I didn't hear you.
I said, Godwin, you cannot predetermine. Turn off your radio set, please. You cannot predetermine how the registered voters are going to vote. So what's the point of holding on to their cards then?
Well, in my opinion, I think the reason why they are removing people's PVCs to stop them from voting. I don't know what class of people have those PVCs. I don't know what group of people have those PVCs. Maybe we can go further to investigate to find out who actually owns those PVCs, what kind of people they are, what tribe they are, what culture they are, why are their PVCs in possession of these guys. That's just the only thing. If I want to stop them from voting, I'll take away their PVCs.
Okay, but you don't have an idea why they want to disenfranchise them.
It's simple. If I want to know where people's interests are, I can decide to say that these people are from PDP, these people are from APC, or these people have an interest in this side. That alone can ginger someone to go and take other people's PVC so that this group of people will not vote. That's what I think. That's my own opinion.
All right. Good to have from you. Kachi from Abarodi, welcome as well. Please go on.
Yeah, good evening, Dayo.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. For me, it's very appalling, to say the least, how these people, you know, lay their hand on these PVCs that are housed by INEC. Okay, and unless INEC will want to tell us that their facility was maybe attacked or broken into, before these people could, it's just like money missing from the bank vaults. That is the way I could
liken
it.
Yeah.
And for me, I think the PVCs are traceable to units. So it could also be traced to, I'm sure there could be a way to trace where those PVCs were taken from. And if there was no attack, hello?
Yeah, go on.
And if there was no attack on any INEC facility in that unit, that means this was done in connivance with whoever or some guys in INEC. it's as simple as that, because there is no way these guys could just, out of the blues, have some TVCs in their possession.
Why do you think they have them in their possession? What's the end game?
Yeah, I think that's also, it might be a difficult one to answer unless they have some targeted persons they want to disenfranchise. That could explain it. Besides, because it's not like an ATM that you want to go and sign phone money from somebody's account.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible it could be a targeted population that they want to disenfranchise. I will also want to use this opportunity to say this. In my opinion, I think it's time for PVCs to become, a thing one could at any time walk into INEC office to get registered, just the way we'll go for our driver's license in FRUSC, or you go for your NIN in NIMC. Because for me, I don't know what occupies INEC after 4 years of elections, which I think is the busiest, in my opinion, I stand to be corrected, which I think is the busiest time of their work. So the other times of the years, what do they engage in? So why not make this, simple? People turn 18 every day. So why not make this thing simple, such a way that citizens could walk into INEC office, get registered. You have your PVC with you, rather than waiting for, a particular period where there is going to be rush, there is going to be some and stuff like that. So I wouldn't know why, PVC shouldn't be something that once you turn 18,
Hello, Kachi. Hello?
Waiting for when the election comes around.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dyer.
You're very welcome. The way you get an ATM card also. What's to stop you if you lose your PVC, if you lose your ATM card now, just walk into a bank in about 10 minutes, you can get another one. Okay, Chuku from Azoba, you're welcome. Go on.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Dario. If you look at before now, I think strongly that there is an ulterior motive for this. And the simple reason is a typical Nigerian politician wants to do it the other way around and wants to get undue advantage of his opponent. They don't want to do fair play. And so the idea of mopping up other people's PVC so as to increase your number is the most likely thing. I don't want to believe somebody is keeping it to either disenfranchise other people. No, the simple reason is that before now, people had thought it's a way of endangering or another way of causing getting an undue advantage over the other opponent. So by having extra PV, you cannot justify it as to why you have extra votes. But like you said, in recent times, with some of these amendments, I don't think this strategy will work again.
Oh, so you're saying that those who are stealing the PVCs have not read the amendments, and that's why they're still stealing them? Okay, I think that's what Okechiku was saying, though, I suppose. Anyways, we've got a commercial break coming up shortly.